There's a new and welcome trend to today's tourism, fueled by concern for the environment and a desire to learn more about the natural world. The lure of fun in the sun is never going to go away, but these days it's accompanied by a hankering to turn a Hawaii visit into an educational experience as well. The Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale Marine Sanctuary is doing its part to keep the trend alive with a training session for tourism professionals on such topics as native forest birds, Maui's unique plants, and the battle to control invasive species. It's being conducted by Lissa Fox-Strohecker, and she's on the line with us now. Hi, Lissa. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Aloha.
Did this have tourists been, visitors been asking for this in recent years?
Well, it really grew out of a need, I think, that was recognized by one of my colleagues, Allison Burrell, at the East Maui Watershed Partnership. And she had worked as a tour guide before she was working in conservation. And so she knew firsthand how difficult it was sometimes to answer the questions that the tourists had. Mm-hmm. Because so much of the information about our environment, you know, that textbooks might be out of date or it's not as easily accessible. So she developed this training, this idea for this training, and reached out to us at the Maui Invasive Species Committee and at the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project and said, hey, do you want to partner on this? And so she, you know, we all saw that it's a great idea, a way to reach out of our bubble and reach tour guides and visitors as well.
Sure. Well, I think one of the things that visitors are surprised about for finding out that most of the pretty flowers they see, for example, came from somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think that's quite shocking. And that's just, it's sort of the reality of our environment. Most of the places in the Hawaiian Islands have been lost to non-native species.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's 75% of the islands are dominated by non-native species. So the opportunity for a tour guide to point out the ohia along the Hana Highway or, you know, a hiking guide to point out that this is a pretty rare opportunity to see a native-dominated forest.
Yeah.
It's pretty special. And so, you know, we just want to give the tour guides those tools and those facts to convey to the guests.
Well, the other side of that is how many of those non-native species are downright, you know, treacherous. They're invasives, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Hawaii is a vacation destination. I mean, we really do depend on a healthy native ecosystem, relatively free of invasive species. So one of the things that we do with the guides is that we encourage them to report incidents of stinging ants. So they might turn out to be little fire ants.
Mm-hmm.
Or koki frogs, for example. If, you know, a visitor is asking what that strange bird was calling at their hotel all night long,
yeah,
like that's a key indication that that might be a koki frog. So, you know, we're also training them to kind of be our eyes and ears and engaging them in helping to protect Hawaii.
Well, and that, this is part of the whole sort of citizen scientist movement that seems to be growing where people are encouraged to do reporting of, you know, finding Myconia on a hiking trail,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Absolutely. No, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, within our capacity as in any of our organizations, I mean, we can't cover it all, so mm-hmm. we really depend on the eyes and ears out there.
So this is all part of a pretty healthy trend, isn't it?
I think so. I think ecotourism has been growing, and, you know, we started this program in 2013. The first trainings were in 2013. It was initially funded, you know, through a grant from Hawaii Tourism Authority, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the right timing, I think. We've seen the program grow. Our initial trainings, you know, like anything, it takes a little while for word to get out. So they were rather sparsely attended. But now, you know, with very little effort, we'll have 25 to 40 guides. We're partnering with other conservation organizations that, you know, want to get their message out. So, you know, each training throughout the year, we have our core group, and then we ask a guest presenter to come as well and share their message. So, you know, both the guides wanted more information, and we saw the need for conservation to have an additional voice out there. So
it'd be interesting to get some feedback from the visitors themselves in terms of, you know, the things that they didn't expect to learn.
Right. Yeah, and that's something, you know, I wish I could speak to that more directly, because it is sort of a trickle-down effect. You know, we can train the guides, and I think that the guides feel more authoritative speaking to these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anytime you encourage and tell people more, you know, Hawaii is more than just a sandy beach. And that sandy beach depends on a healthy watershed, you know, snorkeling, those reefs, that's all tied to a healthy, intact watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all these other, you know, outside of the beach, all these places that you can go and all these jewels of Hawaii you can see in our forests.
And, of course, the depletion of the numbers of native forest birds is a concern, but you're still able on Maui to direct them to some areas where they're still to be found, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Hosmer's Grove, especially recently, is a great place to see native birds. You know, it's one of the few places that you can just drive up and literally sit in your car and have a picnic and watch Iiwi and Apapane fly by.
That's got to be very rare anywhere in the islands, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. You know, some of these species are so hard to find, especially with the presence of avian malaria and mosquito and diseases such as that. It's basically you have to be above 4,000 feet, and so much of our forest is, you know, in a way it's not accessible to guests like that, to our visitors. But for the guides to be able to relay this information and tell them how they can participate and see and help protect.
And Maui has some native plants that are unique to the island, right? I'm thinking of the silver sword specifically.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So that is one thing we cover in the training as we, you know, go over the evolution of the Hawaiian Islands and a little bit, a brief overview of natural history, with a special focus on the endemism rate. You know, 90% of the plants and animals found in Hawaii are endemic to this place before people came.
You know, I think one of the things that people don't understand about the islands, I remember a visiting friend asked me about, were there dinosaurs in Hawaii? And you know, of course, the answer is that the islands didn't exist for quite a few million years after the dinosaurs were long gone. I don't know if people understand how new geologically the islands are.
Absolutely correct. And, you know, and the presence and how, you know, the introduction of these species. So many of our native species, they depended on the, you know, other existing species that arrived before them for survival, for food resources. So we have so much coevolution and mutualism and specialization in Hawaii that's not found anywhere else. So we have such a fragile web that's so dependent on the network, the interactions between these species that, you know, sometimes it doesn't take much to disrupt it, the loss of a pollinator or, you know, the loss of a food source.
Well, Lissa, thanks very much for talking with us. I can think this would only enhance a visitor experience, and I appreciate your taking the time. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Lissa Fox-Strohecker of the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale Marine Sanctuary is coordinating a Maui Mauka conservation awareness training at the sanctuary's headquarters in Kihei on Friday, May 12th at 9 a.m., and you can learn more about it on our Facebook page, The Conversation.